Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say, fuck them.
Don't even tell me about your weather because I'll reach through the phone and slap you.
Good time.
Huh?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, right?
We're what do you think of that song?
Damn foot of snow, huh?
What do you think of that song?
I like it. Is that for the Devil's Ride?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
It's the Devil's Ride, but that song is known as I'd Never Ride Alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Came out pretty good. A lot of people were giving guys shit about that.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. You know. But what people don't realize is between, you know, you have the Devil's Ride, you have Sons of Anarchy, there's other shows out there. And they're not real. It's a show. But what a lot of people don't seem to understand is, you know, there's different characters in there. And, you know, it's cool on what they do. You know what I mean?
The first two seasons were staged.
Well, of course.
But now they have someone that's a producer.
Yeah.
That Phil and I talked to, and
right,
it's gonna be interesting. Like I said, don't forget to tune in Monday night because you'll see some familiar faces.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. You know, in certain aspects, you know, some of us we get it, and others they don't. You know, they. You know, there's people that will say it's a wannabe show and everything else. And, you know, what people don't understand.
Hey, the naysayers that talk about this are the ones that never call, never check in, never do nothing.
Right.
You do, Bill and I go through that all the time.
Right.
Oh, afraid to talk. Fuck, you just stood here for 45 minutes telling us five different stories. Now you can't talk.
Right.
You know, I seen a couple of posts, and I sent invitations with the date, the time, and if they couldn't be here, they could call me earlier, and we'll set it up to where I'll record it for later. No response.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's an I sent you a copy of that article. I don't know if you read it yet, but it's like the longer these guys are in Congress, the more corrupt they become.
You know. This is what I look at. Okay, everybody's dirty. Not everyone is clean. We know this, okay? But when it comes to the American people, if it comes to any people, I don't care if it's here, Europe, wherever, okay? There's got to be something that works for the people instead of everybody taking from we, the people.
Yeah, I'm all for putting my minimum wage to lay straighten shit up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, Obama can demote them to $10.25 an hour.
You know, now raising it to $10.10 or whatever, okay, is that honestly going to work? Is it going to help?
You never know.
You know, I mean, come on. They're cutting enough as it is. From what I understand, they're cutting, you know, state assistance. You know, for people that actually need it, not for the addicts that get it because they're too lazy to get off their ass and do a job for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, you're right.
It just gets my goat. You know, I mean, anybody can be an addict, but being a functional addict is different than being a lazy pud that just wants to, you know, live off the street because, well, I feel like I'm owed something in life. Nobody is owed anything. We all live, breathe, and die the same way.
Well, people have been saying it for years, but it's cynicism, or is it true? I think it's true.
Right.
There have been a number of psychological... Number of psychological studies performed on the subject of temptation. The results of these studies have been used in marketing for years, and
right. They
succeeded. The irrefutable conclusion
drawn
from each study is that the duration of temptation is directly related to the potential for succumbing to temptation.
Right.
The longer you're exposed, the more likely you are to give in.
Exactly. I don't know. It's, you know, that's how I look at it. You know, unfortunately, here you've got things divided. You've got people that voted. You got people that didn't. You have ones that, you know, hemmed and hogged about it. And, you know, the procrastinators that just want to sit back and complain about everything but don't want to do anything to change or try to put a change into the world, okay? So for the ones that don't vote, they get what they get. For the procrastinators, they get the same thing. For the ones that do vote and take the time to think, okay, really, this is a change I'd like to see, even though they all lie, just get in the office and turn in all the shit. So... you know, for the ones that are ultimately out there trying to, you know, look at each individual, you know, this one seems to be okay, you know. And then when they get in office and they go to shit, you know, they can't blame themselves, you know, because they tried. You know, that's trying. That's not giving up, and that's not being a procrastinator.
Yeah.
You know, well, unfortunately, you know, our government is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it because it doesn't matter who you bicker with, who you talk politics with or who you don't talk politics with, who you vote for, who you don't vote for. We're going to get it stuck in the ass no matter what.
Yeah. You know, but the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely you are to give in. But what it means if you're a member of Congress, the moment you first step in the foot in the door, you're entering a world of temptation. It's the only place I know of in the world where insider trading is legal.
I know.
Same thing when they vote for stuff that basically elects to future financial future.
Well, you know, like I said, unfortunately, you know, we can't change the government. They don't want here. People are being booted out, ones that actually want to do good, you know, for we the people and not just for their pockets or whatever the case may be, you know. And unfortunately, with those being taken out, what does that leave? All the morons left to destroy everything that what we once knew. And you know, the thing that shocks me ultimately sometimes is to sit there and think, this is what the world was like when I was in Catholic school, okay? And I sit there and I think, wow, what a difference in the way society and life was then to what it is today. And your granddaughter and my grandson are going to sit there and face even worse than what we're looking at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what it's going to be like for them?
Yeah. The sad part is... Well, the sad part is we'll be here to help.
I know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This can be debated all night long, and it's still, where is it going to go?
Well, May 26th, they're going to start a petition in all 50 states to use Article 5 to impose term limits on the members of Congress, and you don't need their approval to do it. I'll put the link up. Let's see. Yeah. I put the link in the chat room.
I'm not there, so sorry.
Oh, no. But, yeah, they're starting to screw with shit now.
Well, because it's easier to do that.
Let me play one of Mike's one of his tracks. Stand by, hold on. This is called Spice. I mean, not very radio friendly by terrestrial standards. It's called Give a Fuck. It's called Big Mike.